Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Hang. This week's episode, we have Will Swenson, my good friend from back in the Les Mis days, who's currently starring as Neil Diamond in The Beautiful Noise. We have a great time hanging. It's been a while. And for today, just for fun, we have Andrew Cover co-hosting. So you know it's going to be informative. Enjoy. A Beautiful Noise. Are you sure it's not The Beautiful? I saw it. Will Swenson in A Beautiful Noise. On The Hang.
Oh, and everyone who's watching can see the rooting look.
Why do you say that kind of stuff?
I know.
It's so disgusting.
I can't help myself. I can't help it.
You're not wrong, but you're sick. Sick in the head. That's where you are.
And this is an indication of what the next 30 to 40 minutes is going to be like. Welcome.
If we had half this energy.
Welcome to The Hang, Will Swenson.
Thank you.
Broad grass.
Oh, God. Please tell me one of these are recording.
Both of these are. Okay. Okay.
That's something.
Can we swear?
Yeah.
Because I'm against it.
Then we shan't.
Because I'm Mormon again.
Because you're born again, Mormon.
I'm Mormon again. I went back.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do
that. To mention or just
this is the Will Swenson episode. It doesn't matter.
Should we have these on?
I think it looks nice.
It looks so.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks very professional.
It looks really.
But
good.
I need one off so
I don't want to blow it out. Match pitch. What are you saying? What?
Gonorrhea.
Oh, so you can hear the track.
Okay, let's jump in because we've had some technical difficulties. Welcome to The Hang, Will Swenson, co-hosted with our lovely.
It's going well. It's going. Half an hour late. True to form.
We'll just
how will you ever hear us in the
universe?
Co-hosted with Andrew Cover.
Glad to be back. Welcome, Will, to our podcast.
Welcome. You got a little something right there.
Do I?
What no, it's just your beard.
Oh.
It's just the discoloration of your beard. It's just your
gray. It's a lot of different colors.
How old are you?
So old. I'm turning 39 next month.
Is that a lie?
I look
is that
way worse. No, I wish it was.
Really?
I look so much worse. I know. I know. It's shocking.
I mean, why
would
you lie about 39?
Like, oh, 56. You're like, yeah, that's.
I mean, last week he was on and he was like, I was looking at our old vlog videos of us three. We were pretty good. We were very funny. But he goes, you and Will have not aged. I've deteriorated.
Yeah. I've deteriorated.
I'm afraid
so
to grow
hard.
My beard out because I know there's
the
gray in there, but I'm just not going to do it.
Why?
Because I don't know.
You'll pull you.
Well, he can't grow
ego.
It right now anyways.
Ego.
He's starring Beautiful, the
so
Carole King musical.
You.
So you got to be clean shaven with that. And I loved it. And I want to see it again. Obviously, it's the relationship between Carole King and Neil Diamond.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So Beautiful is running.
It's running 4 years ago across town. And you've got a friend.
You do have a friend.
That's a great
song. You know, I was in that one, Beautiful.
Were you?
Yeah.
You were in that?
Yeah, I was.
You were in that?
Yeah. I've been in most of them.
That's not true.
Well, it is. I don't know what to tell you. We can fact check it if you want.
I don't have much fun.
I was in it.
All right.
But you're not in that one. You're in, help me. Noises Off.
Noises Off.
We're close. I know we're circling.
That's the one. I mean,
Neil Sedaka, you're playing.
Yes. That's it.
Oh, Carol. That's a great song.
Okay, let's get into it. What's this bracelet?
We're talking about Will here. It's a Whoop watch. It's
what does that mean?
Vital but, statistics.
I mean, the fun stuff is really just to tear Ramin apart.
Yeah, because okay, there's so
we
much.
We need to get to the dongle immediately.
Do you want to talk about the
100%? Okay, 100%.
Can we get back to the Carole King musical
in a minute sure. About my stunning portrayal of Carole King? I look good in a wig, by the way.
You look good in those jumpsuits too. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you. I walk in and Ramin has like a bolo tie attached to his phone. And yeah. I said, what's that?
Yep.
He shows it to me. He says, it's a dongle.
It's not a dongle.
I don't know why.
Yeah. We went over this.
It looks like a jump rope for a small person.
Yeah. And I said it looks like the thing from your hoodie came out.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah, but when you're in a city, it's safe. You always know where it is. I'm not searching for it. It's not breaking the lining of my trousers.
Are you telling me that if I wanted to steal your phone, it isn't more readily accessible for me to grab and run?
But
just because there's a string attached to
it?
No, it's going to break in a second. There's little tiny.
Why is that better than a pocket?
How strong is this?
Well, that is, but the attachments.
The little silver ringlets.
The little silver ringlets.
Look at those. That's double knot, man.
No one's talking about that part.
Ramin, it's going to break in a heartbeat. And I don't question your sexuality, but I do question your choices.
Yeah, just question your choice.
Listen, I question it, but
it's not his fault.
Okay, listen, you said you're getting another color now? What's that? What color?
It was multicolored. Listen, don't worry about it. We'll put a link to where we can get these dongles. Everyone's going to want one.
It's not a dongle.
And then the word is problematic as well.
Yeah, it's tough because dong's right in it.
So yeah. How are you, mate?
I'm a little dongly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'm better for seeing you guys.
This is a treat.
I miss you every day.
Really? How long into the run are you?
We started performances in November. A real question. He's right? Like, a real question.
What's wrong with that?
I'm bored with that. Okay,
how long are you into your run?
A year now.
Really?
A year ago yesterday we started rehearsals.
You guys are making so much money in that theater.
Hand over
like
fist.
$2 million a week or something sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But how long are you into the run of your show right now? Because I want to ask you how you're feeling.
Like I'm pretty busted. We're like three full months in.
And that's doing well.
It's doing well, yeah. Yeah, we're in the $1 million club, I guess.
But, how much money are you making?
More than I've ever made.
That's
which
great.
Is nice.
Well
that's
deserved.
Yeah, finally.
Not as much as Ramin.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably.
Probably true.
Probably true. Have you met Carole King?
I've never met her. No. She wasn't involved in the process, strangely. And
she didn't come around much.
No, but luckily YouTube clips, you can
it's so personal
Google
though
her.
That story.
It is. And I've never played the piano much, so but it's nice because they take the keys out and you can just bang around on the piano and nobody knows.
And you play the guitar in this too. I didn't know she played the guitar.
Yeah, she wore a lot of sequins and she's her voice is much more gravelly than I remembered.
Right.
Yeah.
And well, you got that down pat too.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good. Beetlejuice is closed.
We did close, yeah.
So that's no longer making money.
No, we're not making any money.
No.
We did make some money for a while, and then they decided it wasn't quite enough. And so shut down the whole operation.
I wanted so much to see you.
I was so good. You would have loved me. But, I was really good.
I heard you were great.
Oh, that's nice.
What songs did you sing in that?
You know, different ones. The Beetlejuice, like I Am Beetlejuice, like that one. Just all those great songs.
Oh. Those classics.
Yeah. Sweet Caroline, America. You know, all the best Beetlejuice songs.
Yeah. You never.
I'm the Greatest Star.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I saw you do that.
Hey, when's the last time the three of us were in the same room?
Probably Les Mis.
I think honestly,
we closed that show.
It was probably the last vlog we shot on my couch.
Probably.
You were making fun of my t-shirt that had a pocket.
Let's talk about the shirt.
I have to pull you down to make myself feel more powerful.
What are you talking about? You're gorgeous. You're powerful. You're the hit of the town playing Neil.
But I just remember Neil Sedaka.
Uh-huh. Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
He's the hit of the town.
You are the Neil Diamond. You must love closing each act with Sweet Caroline.
Yes, I do.
And the times you get to sing it in the middle of the acts, right? It's pretty much just
it ends each act. It's true. We finished the first act with it, and we finished the second act with it.
I'm going to come see it.
Yeah. Well, you should. You're invited.
I watched your performance on GMA. That was great. I was excited to see you. It was great.
But we're just trying to remember what we did. But
I think
thanks.
You did Sweet Caroline.
Probably Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
I was in your theater when you got back after that because we were doing chess. And I saw this.
That's right.
Hunky silhouette and wings.
And
like,
I couldn't go talk to you because you were up there singing.
And you were
Dreamboat.
Like a stallion that you are.
So why did you tuck only the one side of your shirt?
Yeah. Is there a strategy or is it just your impeccable fashion choice again? Also,
I mean,
when I
deliberate.
Got here, you
it's
were wearing
deliberate.
A baseball hat and then you put one on because maybe he wants to look more in
I'll
your...
be honest, last time he wore a baseball hat yeah. and it made me...
And I was wearing a hat when I came and I took it off.
I know, but your hair looks really good.
You look good with headphones
yeah,
and
your hair
thing.
Looks great.
I don't pull it
my
off.
My hair hasn't looked good since the 90s.
I just want to try without for a minute because I just want to see if I can still hear you
guys.
Honestly,
I think I hear you better without it.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, I got to bring it back.
So you go, all right, I've got this shirt, and I want it tucked, but I don't want to commit all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just do the one side?
Yeah.
Were you hoping we would go, oh, it probably just sort of like nonchalantly became untucked on the one side? Or
just like he didn't care enough to kind of finish. He was just like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I guess, do you mean it to look deliberate or accidental?
Or is it for access to your pocket to get to...
Well, the phone's
not in
there, so...
Oh, you wouldn't wear stuff in your front pockets.
No, it breaks the lining of your trousers.
Exactly, 100%.
100%. Hence the dongle.
Yeah, exactly. The phone's not in there, no problems.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't have a Metro card you need, you walk 20 feet to your dressing room.
True, but also, if I can walk, I'll walk wherever. So I want to get my 15,000 steps a day.
I know, and you like taking
do
the bike,
too. Do you try to get 15,000 steps a day? Well, you live... 10 steps from the theater. How do you
so
do
it's
that?
A problem.
What do you
it's
do?
A
you
challenge.
Walk up to Central Park and back?
Sometimes, and when it's warm, I'll walk around Central Park, listen to a podcast or an
your
audiobook.
Place, I want to talk about your place real quick. We're up near the stratosphere. We're mm-hmm. on the like 700th floor.
Yeah.
And this is on the grounds of the old Roseland Ballroom.
Yes.
So how does it feel to be a part of the destruction and deterioration of one of the great art and cultural spaces in the history of music?
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to rewrite history and onwards and upwards.
That's what they say.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know the history of that
ballroom.
Yeah.
Well,
can you
don't
tell
think
me about
of Midtown well, as a place that's being gentrified,
Broadgrass, but it's true.
Yeah, here we are.
It's in there. Oh, I said the word.
What, Broadgrass?
Mm-hmm.
You said it. It's $5.
Yeah, that's $5.
Yeah,
we have a jar.
Yeah. That'll be $5.
Did you have like an angle on what you wanted to talk about today, or were we just going to sit down
just
and do
to
this?
Hang. And I knew he was going to bring it to make fun of me, and I was hoping you were going to make fun of him.
All right.
But I'm going to try and figure out like how things are going with you, and how's the family, and how's are you? You must be. I knew you always liked Neil Diamond, so when I heard you got this part, I was like, perfect.
Well, I remember. I don't know if you remember. I was doing a work. The very first workshop of your show. I was also doing a workshop at Open Jar where y'all were rehearsing. And I remember seeing you in the hall and seeing you really more nervous than I've ever seen you. And I've known you for a long time.
Well, because that was the first time I met Neil.
And I remember
he
you
came
like
to see
being really freaked out.
And it was like slash like they had written the book and they basically were like pitching it to Neil to say, "Can we make this musical?"
Yeah.
And I was the guy to do it in front of him, and so it was like an audition for the show and me at the same time, so it was insanely nerve-wracking, yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Because we've known each other a long time.
A long, long time.
Almost 20 years, I guess.
2007.
Yeah. When you guys did Hairspray.
Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
You did that in London as well.
did it here.
Are you
going to
get the fluff off his chin? Or am I going to
Oh,
make
is
sure
it for my scarf still? Yeah. All the way.
It was
way
a big
from...
scarf.
There you go. I'll just focus on my half tuck and dongle. You're not helping our guest out.
Right?
You're good.
Like having a piece
You're
of
half tuck and dongle.
That's the title of your biography.
So what was, what was Neil's... Yeah. Today's episode is called Half Talk, Half
Talk. Yeah, that's the title of the episode. Perfect.
What was Neil's reaction after that first...
He said, this guy's terrible, get him out of here, and the rest is history. And that's why I'm in the Carole King musical now.
But then, but he liked the story, though, and he liked what they did with it.
Yeah, yeah. The writer did the kind of cool angle of kind of going at it through his present-day Neil in therapy and kind of working through his issues, through his lyrics and his songs and his history and flashing back. And
that was great that he let expose some of that.
Yeah, it's pretty vulnerable. Yeah. It's a pretty vulnerable ask of him to, like, open up his personal history like that.
And played and brilliantly by You Ain't.
By You Ain't?
By You Mate.
What?
And played brilliantly by You Mate.
Oh. Sorry, I don't speak Canadian.
I don't even know if that's Canadian.
I love it when he calls me mate.
It's yeah, like, it's nice, right? Because no one else does.
No,
it's like, a nice feeling. Like
it makes me feel British by association a little bit.
Well, yeah, I wish I didn't because it didn't land.
It's always mate or like brother.
I'm just trying to give you a compliment.
No, it's your enunciation, really. I mean,
I got terrible enunciation.
Yeah. You should get on that.
I'm trying. Yeah,
if you want a career in this theater, so
luckily
sometime.
You're singing most of the time, and that's a little slower.
Kind of slows down. Most of the time is Nick Arnstein.
Oh, yeah?
And there's sometimes...
Sorry, who?
It's in MAME. He's doing MAME.
Oh, right. I thought it was silly girl.
Silly
lady.
No, it's something. I don't. We did this whole thing last time. Hello,
oh, it's Hello, Dolly. Funny face. It's the Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for listening, everybody. That was it was entertaining.
Okay. How is the family? How are you juggling that? Doing 8 shows a week now? No, how many are you doing?
I do 7.
When's your night off?
Wednesday nights off.
Oh.
Yeah.
How come you take Wednesday, not like a full day, like a Thursday, so you have day and night.
Because with this one, it's 2 in a day is too much. It's so gravelly that 2 in a day just is a bear.
So how do you get on? Obviously, every show's fine, but like I know what it's like to go Friday, 2 Saturday, then the Sunday matinee.
Yeah, it's tough. It's like a push through the weekend, and then just rest all day Monday and Tuesday, and kind of hope to be back by.
But you can't really do vocal rest, can you? You got family.
I try. I stay in the city on nights before matinees, so that's helpful.
Right.
So two nights a week, I'm without children around.
Yeah.
So I can rest it a little bit. But it's like, for me, it's hydration and sleep. If I have those two things, I can sing. And if I don't have one of those two things, I'm on perilous ground.
Yeah.
Now, I knew you used to play guitar. I saw you strum a few chords back in the Les Mis days. How much did you have to practice for this, or were you already up to scratch?
A lot. No, I have improved my skills considerably with this one. I mean, luckily, Neil's a lot of his songs are like 3-chord strummers, so
right.
So that's cool. Some of it's a little more intricate, but I never played with a pick before. I always just strummed with my fingers,
mm-hmm.
and he's definitely a dig into it kind of pick guy for most of them. And I was surprised at how much there is to pick strumming. I thought, it's easy, it's up and down, but it's not. There's so much subtlety to it, and like muting with your palm, and
yeah,
there's a whole lot of subtlety.
Did they put you through lessons? Did you work with someone?
Uh-uh. I mean, our guys in the band are insane. They're
great
so
band.
Great.
Oh, Brian, is he your MD?
Brian Yusufer did the orchestrations.
Right. And, he's and great, that guy.
He's freaking great, but Sonny Palladino's our MD.
Of course.
But yeah, those guys are amazing. But the guitar guys helped me out a lot when I had questions, and they really like a key change in our show. So a 3-chord song becomes a really difficult song to play. So if it
you
starts
bar
in
it.
C, suddenly you're like in D flat, you know, and it's bar chord nonsense, which is challenging. Mm. I don't enjoy the bar chords.
Some of those guitars are beautiful.
Oh, dude.
Do you get to take, did they give you one to have at home to practice? And
Neil gave me one of his guitars.
No.
That's cool.
True story.
See, now we're getting somewhere.
Now we finally cracked him.
Finally something
Enough about the talk. Let's talk about Neil's guitar.
But back to the dangle.
Dongle.
The dongle. Oh,
the dongle.
I was thinking about
it. It dangles, but it's a dongle.
Oh, that makes sense.
Boy. What do you mean he gave you his
Near
guitar?
Near your dong.
Depends where it hangs. Yeah.
Dude, right before we opened, he and his wife Katie texted me one day, and they were like, can you come over to the house? We want to give you something, and we don't know if we'll get time on opening.
Where does he live?
His place is over on the east side near the park.
Yeah,
what's his address?
Go on.
It's right on the park. Gorgeous place. Insane that I went there.
I don't think of him as a New Yorker, I guess. I don't know why, but I'm surprised to hear that he lives in the city.
LA's fine. The sun shines most of the time, and the feeling is laid back. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
I'm New York City born and raised. Nowadays, I'm lost between two shores. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he puts it out there in his lyrics.
Sure. And so you go to the house.
So I go to the house.
And again, that address is...
on the park.
Great.
And he freaking gave me one of his guitars that he used to play in concert. It's an Ovation, but like an arm of Ovation that made this batch of guitars out of this very intense plastic metal they make helicopter wings out of. And so it's a round back, but it's got funky acoustic holes in the front, and it sounds amazing. And inside there's a piece of paper inside the body of it that says custom made for Neil Diamond 1981 by the guitar maker.
That's pretty cool.
And he signed it to me and said he was proud of me. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to display it /
how much you could sell it for.
Never, but it's insane.
That's amazing. Yeah, so where is it right now?
Crazy. It's in my house, my studio.
Do you dare play it or you just leave it?
Oh yeah, I play it like crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
It's got a great sound. And immediately I was like, okay, he got this guitar made in 1981. So I Googled Neil Diamond live 1982.
Yeah.
Immediately. The first picture that came up, he was playing that guitar.
That's cool.
In concert.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
man.
It's incredible. Yeah, pretty awesome.
I wish you had brought it.
I should have.
Yeah, we should have.
Yeah, that would have been really cool.
We could have sung some Broadgrass. And
yeah.
I would have signed it for you.
That would be great.
That would have been really nice.
Just Neil and you.
Really happy to.
You could have signed it as Beetlejuice.
Would have been really. I could have signed it as Beetlejuice. Yeah, yeah, that would have been cool.
What of us three would make sense?
Coffee.
Do you want more coffee?
No.
I had to learn a few years ago for a show, and it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my adult life.
To learn some chords on the guitar?
To learn after having never played it ever.
What was hard? The placement, or the strength, or like the calluses?
The calluses. Yeah. I have very dainty.
But you had to solo fingers. And do.
Yeah, yeah. I totally had to.
Was it a steel string?
For School of Rock. It was all like, electric stuff. But it was, learning on electric ended up being much easier than acoustic.
100% easier, yeah.
Way easier. But like my very dainty artist fingers.
Still was too much for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've never worked a hard day's work in your life.
That's right.
Yeah.
I sing songs.
Yeah.
Mostly stand in the back.
I do plays.
It's called
a play.
Yeah, I dress up. I look sad or happy or whatever. You know? Say what they tell me to.
Sometimes I learn a little bit on an instrument.
Yeah, occasionally, only when they really make me.
Nice.
But mostly I just stand where they say.
Nice. Did they turn up your guitar's microphone or did the band just cover you?
I had to play it.
Like you knew what you were doing.
I had to play it. Yeah. And then my last night at School of Rock, in my regular ensemble track, I played the drums. And it's the real drum kit that the kid plays in the big finale, but the adult doesn't have to play it. I'm just miming.
Uh-huh.
The last night they turned me up, my last performance. And
as a joke?
Yeah, because I was sort of bragging. I was like, I'm playing these fills back here, and I bet if it was up, because electric kit. I was like, I bet if the kit was up, it would sound pretty dope. I was talking to Big Game for a long time.
Yeah.
And then terrible. My last performance, I hear it in the house, and I'm like,
I'm terrible.
My fill was not bad, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was better than I thought it would, guys. It was all right. I can keep time.
I think they turned my guitars down in a couple of songs.
That's okay.
It's the ones where I'm dancing around a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You playing a guitar in Hello Dolly?
No, the uke.
The uke? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Is that why you're shirtless or no?
No, not in that scene. No, no.
Do you get shirtless?
That's are you Michael shirtless Mayer. And beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Michael,
he is.
Michael
yeah.
Mayer. He's just like, oh, good-looking guy. Take your shirt off.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I saw that. He's got more
ticks.
Skin time than I do.
Oh.
That's not true.
Yeah.
I take mine's something off fleeting. And put it right back on.
You took your time. Nobody gets stressed that slow.
It was just the night you were there. I just wanted you to
you
see.
Took your time.
You know, you did the shirt, then delivered a line. Then the shirt. Yeah,
sure. I saw it.
I know that old trick.
Ramin, when I met you, I don't think you had these muscles. Is that true?
I thought you were bigger.
I was definitely bigger.
I don't think you were muscly when I met you, when we were auditioning for the Les Mis.
Really?
No, it got were more you? Later, yeah.
I
took it more seriously as that contract went on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was part of the contract. They told me to gain 10 pounds for New York.
I remember when you came from Canada, I was like, who's this fucking bodybuilder? You looked crazy to me.
Yes, well, there was time after we met to that moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. We met, and then we had months before we started rehearsals.
Right.
How tall are you? It goes to the story.
That's
how tall
are you? Story. I'm 6'2".
Okay, so they flew me to New York to meet with Will. We're doing the scenes. And I know what Cameron's like about hide and look. And at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but once I'm in Valjean mode, I look different. Yeah. Wigs. And then I knew. He goes, Will, how tall are you, Will? I was like, fuck. I know. It's going to put him off. There's too much of height discrepancy. And I hear Will go, 6'1". I was like,
well, because before, when we were talking together, before we went in the room together, you were like, how tall are you? I think Cameron thinks I'm too short for this. And I was like, I'm 6'2". And you're like, shit. And so when we went in the room, Cameron asked me, and I was like, I'm about 6 foot, 6 foot.
Yeah. And I remember I looked at him, and then when Cameron went, I'm like, we're best friends.
I love you so much. And I think I was wearing boots that day, too.
So I'm kinda, sure you were.
I'm like, I am warning you. That was a great experience. And then when they brought you to Toronto for us to work on that for
right, and we made the Casey. Fight scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That chain.
That was cool.
I remember thinking.
That was cool. I remember that fight.
That was fun. Chain. Yeah, my neck still hurts from that.
My knuckles still hurt. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I sent him to the hospital. I forgot about that in fight call.
He hit me in fight call. I had to go to the hospital.
With the club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It's the whole thing.
Shoot.
Fight call we always took super seriously at that show. Super important fight call.
We had fun though. Les Mis was a good time.
It was a good time.
I didn't have a great time.
Yes, I mean, did. Well, you had to be on stage a lot.
It sucked. Yeah. I was in so much of the show.
you gotta do another so track much. In that show.
I know. Do you know how many costume changes I had in that show?
A lot. You like to talk about it.
21?
Yeah, I've heard.
You've heard?
Well, you talk about it a lot.
26.
It's okay.
It's a lot.
It is
ballpark.
A lot. Yeah.
But that's, I mean.
What's that like?
Yeah, tell us. Tell us your woes. Come on.
I was honored to be there with you two.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Yeah. Honored. Deeply honored.
I was. We had a lot of good times at that show.
Yes, we did.
The doing of the show was not as fun as some other
I think about shows. It all the time. Like, our show is 2:15, 2:20 about.
Yeah.
And it's nice and quick. We're out of there. And I just think, oh, man, we're like, we got 45 minutes to go in Les Mis if we're doing that.
Funny goes some longer than Les Mis.
No.
You're like 2:50 something, right? I'm sorry.
I remember some nights at Les Mis we'd be a little slow and we'd have to bow without the orchestra.
That's right. Remember we'd be that? Like, B curtain call.
Yeah.
And we're just like silent
just
curtain call.
Into just bowing okay. Deadly silence.
Night.
Yeah. The thank night, you all. We all start going, da, 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 da. Do it ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah. That was always a bummer.
Broadway at its best.
But it was just so heavy just to like go home with the weight of that show every night.
Yeah.
It's nice to go out for me on this one with a nice energy, a nice high.
Yeah, but you go through all the emotions in this one.
It's true. It kind of does this. Mm. Yeah.
See, I felt my enunciation was bad even on that question.
You're right.
Yeah. Did you say mate? I missed it.
But I'm so happy you got the question.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Maybe if you sing it, I can get it.
But. I think I'm getting worse.
Your enunciation.
Yeah.
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 Maybe.
Maybe it's because English is your second language.
Fourth?
Yeah. Maybe.
I do like that you have sort of your own accent, that it's not anything.
It is totally a Ramin accent.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's unidentifiable because it's Canada.
It's not Iranian.
UK.
It's not Iranian.
I love the way you say my name.
It's
by
not
the way.
Persian. What did I say?
The way you say my name is you're the only one who says it like
Raymond?
That. Raymond? No.
You know, my phone corrects your name to Ramon.
Yeah, and yesterday Farrah was like,
"Keep calling you Ramon." I like it. Oh, that's your new nickname. That's so good.
Yesterday we share our calendar, and Farrah was like, "What is this Ramon?" Like, but don't worry about it.
So, I'm gonna talk to my friend.
Gonna
Ramon.
Go see my friend Ramon.
So how long are you gonna be in Beautiful Noise for?
Oh, you got it right.
Well, I feel like we're beating a dead horse now.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm contracted through the end of October. Will be a year. So a year. Yeah. And they just opened a new block of tickets, so who
great,
knows?
Great. Yes,
the show is selling.
I honestly think that show will do amazing in England as well.
I bet you're right. They
because
love them over there.
Sweet Caroline, as well as they love
at the football games. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be huge. And if they did like an off West End run first, like in Liverpool or up north.
Oh, you think?
It would be insane. You'd have to do that.
I'm sure they'll send it over. It'd be fun to go open that show over there.
It would be huge.
Yeah. And he played a ton over there. They went nuts. In Ireland in particular, they love Neil Diamond.
Cool.
Yeah. You want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find something for you. Don't worry.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What would you like to do?
In the Neil Diamond musical?
Or anything.
Just generally, what would I like to do?
Beautiful again? What did you do in that? Because I saw it.
I played Don Kirshner, the producer, her producer and friend.
What phase of the show? Early
the
in the
end,
run?
Toward the end. Oh. I did it with Vanessa Carlton playing Carol.
Were you in it with my cousin Adam?
I don't, you're Adam.
Dietline?
Nope.
Okay.
Vanessa Carlton came in?
Yeah, she played Carol for the last kind of little while there.
Oh. I like her voice.
She's great.
Really cool voice.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's great. I thought she was really good on the show.
This was the same run. So did she take over from Jesse?
No, I think there were a couple of Carols in between.
No, there was right. Chelina.
Chelina, yes.
Yeah. There were a number of Carols.
Yeah.
But, how long did that run for then?
A while. I don't remember, but I did like
Jesse's
the last...
sister Abby ever do it on Broadway, or did she do the tour?
She went she definitely did the tour. I'm not positive with
it. Yeah, yeah.
I did like the last, for a while, a bunch of the last year.
Nice.
That's great. That was a good one because it's a nice clean theater. People are pleasant there. It's a happy show. It's a clean theater.
It is. It's new. Well, the dressing rooms are new.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's nice.
Yeah.
And it's a light show. It's not a heavy lift for anyone except for the Carol. Uh-huh. So everyone else is in a pretty good mood all the time.
Yeah.
And I was just in charge of I just put on suits and told jokes. I had one sung line. That was the whole thing. It was like a breeze.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I just did jokes and suits.
Nice. Your jokes?
It was the best. Well, I don't remember. It was I don't remember any of the jokes.
Okay. So. It's good at making fun.
How often do you trim this up? Every day? You're pretty hairy.
Well, I shave every day. Yes, I am. I'm third from the end on the chain of evolution. I shave every day, obviously. And this I'll try and keep with a beard trimmer every 3 days. Do you have to be clean shaven for every show?
No, I do stubble. I get down to stubble. Nice. So a little less than this.
So I miss it. I can't stand having this thing.
I love stubble. I break out if I clean shave too much.
Yeah. First thing I'm doing when I can is grow my beard back.
Yeah, but if I get this long, I get itchy.
This long.
I get tinsel as well here, a little grays.
You got to push through a little bit. You know, there's like a
if I get past it, then it gets soft, and then I can condition it and stuff, and it's a little better.
But
you don't have any grays.
I do. I've got a few. They're coming in. But it's 50. It's coming in.
Have you turned 50? Yes, you did this year.
Yeah, I'm 50.
Man, you look amazing. Come on.
You look amazing.
Where's your grays?
They're in there.
Do you color?
Yeah, there's a couple.
I've never colored it.
They're more silver than gray, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silver fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. They're coming in.
I feel 50.
You look 50.
You're not even 40?
No, I know. I'm still a year from 40.
His face when you said when you said you're 39, the look on his face, his brain was like, say something kind, say something kind.
It just means that you were such a baby.
Now
I'm
worried I'm miscounting. No, I was 24 when we met.
How old am I? That's nuts. That's nuts.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
Now I'm worried I'm counting it wrong. But no, I'll be 39 next week.
Sure of your age, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do anything special for your 50th besides being Neil Diamond?
I was in tech for this show, so no. I mean,
you have any plans
to celebrate my 50th year?
Like a delayed one?
No.
All right.
No.
Maybe we should talk to your Audra about this.
Now, who's Audra?
Something up? Your wife. Is she in the business? October. Hopefully, you'll get a 50th birthday. We'll do something
for your 50th birthday. We could all do something together.
Let it go. It's all right.
Can we do something on your night off? Or you definitely hit reset mode and just rest with
you
the family?
You don't have to talk. We could just be
That'd
together.
Be amazing.
We could just be we could talk. I mean,
you will.
You guys could talk and I'd just kind of be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That gives us that natural, innate brooding look you've got.
That's all I'm looking from you for all these years.
Yeah? Approval? Or the brooding look?
Well, deeply, certainly, in 2007. Remember we didn't get along that well at first?
I know it. Andrew and I didn't.
We didn't really
didn't click at first.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we were
I
both.
I can see why.
It was more.
Hold on. Go on.
Because?
Go on.
Because why?
Tell me your story.
Why are you not surprised?
He's so affable and nice.
And I'm
not.
I'm challenging.
But once we get through the exterior,
then
there's a little bit more.
A little more of exterior.
Yeah. And then after a while, I missed that gravel voice.
No, we were at different places in our lives that weren't especially compatible with each other.
Yeah. We were going through our own things.
Yeah.
And we were worried about ourselves.
Which is one of the reasons that I'm so grateful for Les Mis, is that we were able to reconnect.
That's true.
Whatever,
that's
5 years later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with me and Casey Levy. Casey and I didn't gel as much in hair as we did with our next 12 shows.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of those.
Yeah, she's kind of my Broadway wife.
Yeah.
And she's amazing.
She's amazing.
Heading over to London.
Heading back to London.
I know. Got to make a trip over there to see that.
Flights.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to destroy
it.
Oh my God.
For your 50th?
All right, it's done.
All right.
There it is. Yeah. You don't have to say a word.
Perfect.
We'll take care of the rest.
A whole long weekend.
As long as you enunciate.
In London,
I'll be all right.
No promises.
I know.
Sometimes in the show, I'll say something. I'm like, I'm sure no
way that red. Not a chance that red.
Yeah, Michael Mayer's giving you little pieces of paper just over and over.
Don't you love getting those?
Just enunciate, Ramin.
Is it? Yeah, I have gotten those, actually. One night he gave me a note. He literally went like this. So I come on stage and I have a top hat with my white gloves. I drop the glove, carried on with the scene. I get a note. Ramin, you dropped your glove in the first scene. And I'm thinking, I know. I was there.
I know.
Next thing, but you picked it up. And another piece of paper. I'm like, say what you see, mate.
Thank you.
It's just a director's commentary.
Thank you for guiding my performance. Yeah. So.
But the first note, you dropped your glove. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
And I picked it up.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, I think we got to go back. Well, you got to come see Beautiful Noise.
So much Will. I need to
I'm
say.
I'm definitely going to go back to see it. We got till October. We got to celebrate your 50th.
I'm glad you're doing your show into oblivion so that I'll have time to come see it. Mm-hmm. But I'll come on a Wednesday night.
You're not going to spend your night off watching Funny Girl?
Yeah.
Not understanding half the things I say?
I'm not going to not see you do the show.
Yeah.
I might not see you do the show.
Really, what I'm hearing is I'm not going to not see Leah Michelle do the show.
Also that.
They say she's great.
She's amazing.
Brother, I love having you here. I've missed you.
I think
we need to do this again. We'll see what the response is. We may never do this again.
This is not funny to anyone but us.
No, it's not even really that funny.
It's enjoyable for us, and I appreciate the catch up.
Well, I think we should bump your next guest and do another one right now.
No.
Let's just go back to
She's far more interesting than us, and she has a lot more interesting and insightful things to say.
That's a low bar to clear.
Yeah, it's not going
to. That is true.
Not that hard.
But when you hear her, she's something else.
All right.
Love you, brother.
I love you,
Give my love to the family.
I will.
And let's do this again.
All right, mate.
Great. Brother.
Give me that brooding look before we go.
This one's for you, Ramon.
Wow. Man, my Y chromosome is shaking.
Yeah.
It's the dongle.
Did Puya
come
up?
It's the dongle. Yeah.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.